Taste the biscuit. Taste the goodness of the biscuit. Taste the honey sauce. Taste the goodness of the biscuit with the honey sauce. Don't get that honey sauce on me. I don't like the way it tastes with my chicken wings. Taste the biscuit. Taste the goodness of the biscuit. Taste the butter spread. Taste the goodness of the biscuit with the butter spread. To get your butter spread all on me. I don't like the way it mixes with my mac and cheese. Cause when you're at KFC, you got that special sauce to stir my curiosity.
Buttered sausage, where it comes from, what it does, why is it doing what it's doing? Get it out of my face. What about buttered sausage?
That's not your jam. It's not your thing. You don't like it?
It's not my jam. I don't buy jam. I buy honey, and I kiss it on the lips.
Hello, my name is Vin. I'm at the beach. I'm at the beach.
A documentary series brought to you by your friends at the BBC.
No, cut.
He was that
cut.
Close.
Start.
He was that close.
Wow.
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 That might go down in history as the most rad.
That was the best in our crack staff head team have ever been able to put together.
Well, that was amazing effort put forth.
It's what we do. It's what we do. See, we try.
We wander. And sometimes when wandering,
we're merry.
We're merry and bright and gay. Speaking of gay, hi, KJ.
Hello.
How is KJ? What? KJ isn't happy. Not the way you're thinking about it, you old fart.
Hey, let me... You know what? That's not nice. So far, you've offended two of us. Brady is next.
I'm waiting for it.
Go, Tid. No, you're right. There's nothing to say. You're right. You're right.
No, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, gotcha. Look who we have in the room tonight. It's Chris T is King Kong.
What? That's
Chris T is King Kong.
It's not what that says.
It says, Kissed is King Kong.
Nope.
Christ is King Kong.
There you go.
I knew that.
Christ is King Kong.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Gary Bossy about honey over here. What does it say? Oh, gluck, gluck, gluck. Yeah, that's leftover from last week. Forget that. Of course, we've got Glocktoberquest.
Oh, he's punny.
Speaking of and gluck, puny. Gluck. It's Glock Glock, I guess. And then, of course, our good friend, Professor John Dongle. Is that correct?
Indeed. Indeed.
What's your subtitle? I can't see it there. What's it say?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm going to tell you right now. It says...
I'm lactose intolerant again.
Oh, again? You don't just get rid of that, do you?
It's not like, oh, I'm lactose tolerant again. Look at me.
I mean, it randomly develops.
Remember last week when I had AIDS?
Oh, that's cleared up?
Oh, it's all gone now.
That's great. Yeah. You know what? My lactose intolerance is back.
Like it's gout.
Wow. All right. Well, that's an opening. Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing this evening? Oh, my goodness. What's going on, Donkey Kongington? Cheers, motherfuckers.
Cheers, motherfucker.
KJ's all about the KFC, baby. You were on the wrong channel. Impressed? Oh. Really? Oh,
so are we, actually.
Yeah, it's our own, and we would say it's the wrong one.
Unfortunately, that is the truth. What else we got here? Randy Charpentier says...
The intro was cool and all. But if you removed the mic pictures and put KJ in its place,
what the fuck, top dude? Shelf.
You know what? I won't agree with that statement. However, I will say, like, did you notice? I'm sure KJ noticed. No name.
No billing at all. Ever. First thing I noticed.
That just leaves room for the Mike thinks KJ's awesome podcast about to arrive to the Marijuanderers Network shortly.
What?
Yeah.
That's a new show coming?
Yeah, I didn't
want to. You better hope you don't get a fucking subpoena.
I didn't. Do you want to? Does anybody want to cover that one tonight?
Hey, wait. Well, did anybody do anything this weekend that makes you say.
Anybody?
Chris, would you like to take this or KJ or?
I mean, listen. Okay, first of all, let's get a couple of things out the way. Don, not as much as up, bro. Hi, good to see you. And you can't super chat. You know why you cannot super chat? Because this is not a monetized site as of yet. We're working on it. We're trying to get there, but you will see tips and donations can be made to paypal.me/tidtalk. That's where we've got it set up for all of us here, and it's right across the bottom of the screen right there as you can see it permanently. I mean, or we can do the rolling feature, right? But I made sure it was there all the time.
Yeah.
So there you go. And we do appreciate everything and all of those things because...
We're going to court. Need a lawyer.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Ladies and gentlemen, if you like the openings, that's why we can't monetize. You know, show things we don't own.
So, I mean, we might.
You don't say that we don't own our openings,
dude.
We do. But
you know, you'd be surprised if you were to go around the room here and ask people what it is you own. You'd be surprised of some of the answers I think that we could possibly come up with.
Oh yeah. You know what?
Right? For example, things that you wouldn't expect. Like I know you own a house, you own a car,
only
for
another month.
You own a dog. You know.
You own a name. What? You could own a name.
You could. You could own your own name.
You know what I think is kind of ironic about our current situation here is that it's like somebody is trying to use the law to use the law.
Wow. That's deep.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Isn't ownership 9/10 of the law?
No, that's possession, and you are possessed, so it's fully legal.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. We'll see how that all goes down.
I think we know how it's going down, Tid.
Yeah, it ain't.
So anyway, donations again.
Look me dead in the eye. We'll stand in front of somebody in a long robe before you get anything.
I do know that. I know. I know the commitment to this. But anyway, listen. People like to be litigious. in this day and age.
Right. Hey, you know, you don't need to sue my pants off. It's a lot easier to get my fucking pants off. Let's go, boys.
Hey, I'm here through Thursday night. Try to deal or whatever.
It almost fell out. We almost got booted off YouTube.
Leave that flop inside. That's
anybody else do anything fun on the weekend?
Yeah. Mike?
I had some issues.
Oh, that's right. Last week we were talking about your friend's issues.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Did I say I had issues this week?
way to remember the fucking storyline, bro.
Shit.
This is why we used to
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'll tell you this. I know exactly what my friend was talking about now. It is like, you know.
It must be a bug. It must have been a bug. Something going around.
I think there must have been a bug, man. I'm glad to say that I'm doing okay now. I have tucked most of my intestine back in.
Good, good.
So, yeah,
it's not a hole anymore. It's a
AJ.
Frown.
Thank you for the advice on that one. You know,
you're welcome. You're welcome, buddy.
My thumb worked. Thank you.
Just your thumb or thumb and forefinger?
You know what?
Or in your case, thumb and four fingers. And you're like. Like a chicken's beak.
So weird. I didn't even notice I lost the ring till I shat it out.
That's where that watch ended up.
Oh.
Tuck, 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 tuck. Anyway.
Gluck, 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 gluck.
Tuck, tuck. Tuck, tuck, gluck, gluck. You know.
That's my favorite Filipino bar.
Oh, boy. No.
What the fuck? No.
What?
I think my favorite thing that happened over the past week was just grasping the fact that KJ loves watching children hurt themselves.
Oh, boy.
I thought about that a few times this week where it just made me laugh.
Can we recap that? Because it's worth kind of creating a little bit of context here.
Listen.
We're just hearing a story, like a pretty horrible story from Brady Wedham. About his youth and Halloween. And at the moment, a young trick-or-treater got cold-cocked in the story. We looked over.
No, clocked. He got cold-clocked, not cold-cocked.
I thought it was cold-cocked.
No, it's clocked. The term is cold-clocked.
As God is my witness, I thought that's how it was said. All right, whatever. You learn something here every day.
I thought it was cocked. I thought it was cocked.
What? Am I wrong? Is it,
I think we need to look that up. Is
no.
It cold cocked? Somebody help us out. Is it cold
cocked? I can tell. Right? No, you get cold cocked.
What?
Or you get clocked.
Clocked, I believe. Yeah.
I thought it was cold clocked.
At the moment that impact in the story, at the moment that impact made its way onto this youth's face, KJ started
14-year-old youth.
Yeah, KJ started giggling. At which time we all stopped and went, no, KJ. And it was a horrible story.
Oh,
hang on
a minute. I was not alone in the laughter. Okay.
Oh, that is true. We were laughing.
I just kickstarted. I created an open forum.
All right. Let's see. Why don't we put it to the test? Okay. Why don't we do a little bit of an experiment?
I got it.
Okay.
What do you mean you got it? Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shouts out to Bay Bay's kids.
Oh, no. Oh man.
Oh, I don't know. Uh-oh. I don't like where this is going.
This show is not for kids.
He fucking laughed, dude.
Stuffing. That's stuffing.
Well, okay. This isn't.
No, see, no.
Come on, that's Cabbage Patch.
Orale,
do you think it's definitely sustained injuries?
Okay. For all of you that are watching this now, know that this may be the only time that you get to see that. Wow. Unless you go over to Rumble, because you know.
No, that just got cut out of many streams. I know. Okay. Right. Well, so far I think we're proving a point. Anything else come to mind that we might watch along here and see how KJ holds up?
No, that's it. I can't take another
chance. Let's see it again.
No, I just removed it.
No, too bad. That's too bad. I loved right. that. If you can load that up for later on in the show.
I got you. I got you.
I would love to see that again. Let's see how many seconds it takes. And he's already seen it, by the way. But if my theory is correct, this show is not for kids. Okay, let's see. Let's
see. No, cabrón. No. Órale,
suelo. That's a baby.
A little face. Fresh in the gravel.
Oh, God. No, that's not gravel, KJ. That's like the... That's not... What is wrong with you, dude? This is why you're not in the opening credits, man.
What? What's wrong with that?
Oh, fresh in the gravel.
What's wrong with that?
What no, you know what? All kids sustain injuries. Like, man, I'm sure that kid's okay with a little bit of mouth wiring.
So. Chris, you want to weigh in here? No, you're muted.
Oh boy.
I'll tell you what, he may not be muted, but look at him. He sure is cuted. What happened?
I don't know.
No,
I
think he's on a, he's there. He's not in.
No.
What? No. He's what gone. Is wrong?
He is completely gone.
He's muted.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know.
What's wrong with him?
The video. The video may have screwed everybody up.
Oh, well. We're experiencing technical difficulties, which... Chris, are you there? Chris, are you there?
No.
Chris, are you there? Nod if you're not there, Chris. Nod if you're not there, Chris.
He's not there.
He's not there. Wow. Yeah.
See, so we can't have definitive proof that all three of us
what,
are laughing.
What is he laughing at? What is he saying? I want to know what Chris is saying.
Uh-oh.
It's unimportant.
No, look at it's so important.
A baby should be kicked in the face. A baby should be kicked in the face.
He said?
Yes.
Say it again. Let's see if we can read your lips.
He said a baby.
A baby.
A baby.
Should be kicked in the face.
Okay, together. Let's do it together. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
A baby.
Should
be kicked in the face.
Chris, why are you not making sounds?
It's better this way. Well, I'm trying to make sounds, but I'd rather drink instead. I have a problem.
Chris, leave and come back.
Let me just... No, it doesn't work. I wish that was semen. Oh, boy. I am thirsty for semen. Yeah,
you're not getting out of that easy, buddy. You get your fuck back in here. What is wrong with this microphone?
This mic? I'm gonna laugh like he's being tickled.
Holy shit!
Oh man!
I love way, nothing at
home to turn down. Mute us all and fill in the blanks at home. It's a fun game to play.
Yeah, that's the best way to watch this show. Mute.
Wow. Well, KJ.
Yes.
I'm delighted with our future reveal show coming up with an hour-long look at children from around the world being injured. And we can kill you with laughter.
I genuinely would enjoy that. Just an hour compilation.
Yeah. That would. I think you actually really would. By the way, I was thinking that if it's possible, I don't know if we can post what just went up there, but if you want to try it with friends and send us your reaction video with friends showing them this kid getting hit in the face by, I mean, falling on his face, their face, her face, their face. Okay. Let's not judge. It's a gender thing. Who cares? Please send it in and we'll play it for KJ. And don't forget, send us your videos to make KJ laugh. What happened with Tid? He's not coming back anymore? Yes.
No, he's still there. He's just...
I don't know what's going on. I'm looking... I just wish that somebody's still putting me on.
Okay. I like it when kids just eat shit. And I'm unapologetic about that.
Now, you know what? You don't need to be apologetic about the things you love. Everybody has a hobby, KJ.
Yeah.
You know? But have you ever injured a kid just to laugh?
No. No.
That didn't sound convincing, KJ.
I'm gonna let you two... what's that, a therapy session?
Listen, the thing is that I didn't do it, you know, on purpose. But yeah, when it happens, I'm the type of guy that will definitely laugh more than help you.
Is it like nervous laughter, or is it genuine?
No, it's from the belly. Like, I knocked out a kid's tooth once.
Wow.
That's the thing. I don't know. I was trying to break up a fight, and I swung in. And
you blacked out for a minute. And one kid was dead, and one kid was missing a tooth.
Not dead, but it was a missing tooth.
And actually, they don't operate normally in society anymore, and they need assistance for the rest of their life.
I don't know. The man's name was Lovejeet. Okay. And yeah, so already the name, right? Completely justifiable already.
Amen. Right?
But it was an accident. I leaned in and tried to break up my best friend from fighting him.
Yeah.
And I ended up clipping him in the chin. And like he was looking back at me and like he was holding his face and it was bleeding a little bit. And I was like, I laughed and I was like, good, you got what you deserved, thinking that it was my friend that had knocked out his
But it was actually you.
It was me.
And so, like, the tooth was gone. What was his reaction? I know what your reaction was. Was he like, oh, Lovejeet's tooth is gone?
He was in a state of panic. Like, he was in a state of absolute shock and panic.
When you
and
listen, it's the worst, man. It's the worst because you're like, okay, there is, until I get this repaired, KJ's just going to keep laughing at me. Right, every time you saw Heijit in the hallway, you were like,
I did hate him a little. I did hate him a little. I'm not gonna lie.
Did you hear him coming first? Oh, hey, Brady.
Hi.
Turns out KJ is cured.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a baby tooth or an adult tooth, KJ?
It was a baby. It was at least I believe it was a baby. You know, I believe. You know, this was like grade 2 or something. You know?
Although Lovejeet did have 2 rows of teeth, so it could have been, you know, both.
Could have been anything. Yeah. To be honest, didn't care. Didn't care at all.
So,
still don't care. It was just funny.
I saw a kid basically lean against a window.
What?
So I'm laughing. Lean against a window that wasn't there. Just fall.
What is wrong with you two, man?
It was tough to watch. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
Amazing.
And the horror on the parents' face.
On the parents' face.
Why is that even funnier, Katie? Why would you find that funnier?
Because parents are going to be like, half like my son is a complete idiot and half in complete horror.
A funeral.
KJ, this has to be you covering up for some sort of trauma.
It's not.
Even that trauma makes him laugh.
It would if there was. I used to eat shit all the time, you know, but it was
one time at I don't want to name the park here in Canada, but it's like a amazing land. The roller coaster went, like, you shouldn't have little kids on roller coasters, right? But the roller coaster went up like this, and the kid fell right out, and the roller coaster came down and hit the kid at the bottom as it came around.
No, it did not. No, it did not. I refuse.
That's good though, right?
You guys, you know what? What?
Brady, listen. Okay, you said that you had a ton more stories.
Yeah, go ahead, Brady.
Of,
we're good.
Of somebody getting knocked out, you said.
Yeah.
So I want to hear some more, personally.
Give me more. I want to hear some more, please.
There's no more involving adults beating up children, so there's none you're going to want to hear, sir.
No, no, even children beating up children. It doesn't matter. Just so long as a kid eats shit.
No, there's that's no all kids I care about. No, no, there's no kids. I think we've done enough about... this segment has gone on long enough.
I don't believe this man.
No, I believe he has more in the chamber too, but whatever.
Patreon. Look,
Brady, I don't want you to get all self-righteous.
Well, maybe I'll be a guest on your show.
Situation where a kid is on the front of a bike and they go over like a walnut in the street and like straight over onto the wheel and face first scrape, bike goes over. Stuff happens. Nobody's making that up.
That's not
they can making KJ laugh. I'll tell you that right now. You know, even if the bike comes down on them and impales them on the penis, which could be terrible for anybody, even if it is a kid. But we're not centering out on kids just to make KJ react.
Do we have Tid? Do we have somebody?
Oh, thank God, Tidwell, you're back.
Oh, no way.
No, I'm not. I'm right here. I go to the beach.
Yep.
He's there.
Fine.
Oh, thank God.
Hi.
That was wacky.
What the fuck happened, man? Why you fuck the whole show up? I work so hard on things, and then you
science.
Work hard on things.
Oh, where you gotta go? Where you gotta fucking go?
Hard on things.
Whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, he's taking the time out.
All right, what'd I miss?
You guys start over? Yeah, we're gonna start the show in a second.
All right,
you ready?
We can start over. The opening's really long, but if you guys want to do it, we can do it again.
No. Yeah. Just pick up
why don't we take a second and thank our sponsors for tonight? The spreadable cheese shit, and also the guys who make chicken. Thank you very much.
KJ, what'd you have for supper this evening?
I had 12 chicken strips.
I'm sorry, what?
I had 12 chicken strips. I normally have like about 8. But then there was only 4 left.
Hormones in that chicken that they put in those chicken strips.
No.
Yeah.
No, listen, there is no chicken in those chicken strips.
I was there. Listen, you can't just leave 4 chicken strips. Nobody wants just 4 chicken strips.
What does chemically deboned even mean?
I don't know.
It's when you can't hang around schoolyards anymore.
No. That's the thing that. I don't want to use full name, but DA. But it's a different thing.
They were very good chicken strips, guys.
Dude, okay. 12.
What do you
12 of them?
Yeah.
What do you dip them in? Nacho cheese?
No. Other chicken. He dips them in other chicken strips.
And all he has to do that is like dip them in the bathtub where he's eating them. It's full of chicken strips.
That would be the best picture ever. Just KJ in a floating bathtub of chicken strips with a laptop on his fucking belly doing the show. Yep.
Okay, 12. So were they pub style? Like what kind of chicken strips? The frozen kind?
Yeah. Jane's pub style. Yeah.
A dozen. Yeah.
Pub style chicken strips. They were good. And I had them with sweet chili Thai dipping sauce.
Hold on, Tid, watch this. Randy, I normally hate your fucking guts, but this is great. I once was at Santa's Village and I watched a kid got fucked and knocked out by a rain.
Book. Can I ask if he was at like the picture part with Santa and the reindeer got spooked? Please tell me that's what happened.
Christmas for this little guy.
No.
Like, which right which reindeer was it, do you think? That's the question.
It was.
It's fucking Donner, man. He's always up to no, good.
Yeah, Donner's a prick, eh? He's looking for shit.
Most of that family, yeah, the Donners.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I bet it was Rudolph. I bet it was uppity fucking Rudolph thinking he's a rock star.
Chris, you got that thing ready, the slideshow gimmick there?
You got a slideshow gimmick?
Yeah, but
yeah, I do. We got some memes.
Because don't say the word. You're not supposed to say the word.
Memes.
You're not supposed to. You're supposed to let me go some of them.
All right. If you would, please, Mike.
Bought a chicken to make sandwiches. It doesn't. It shits on the floor.
Very good. Very good. Very good.
I like how we start with the dumbest ones first.
The stupidest one ever. I don't even know what order these are in, ladies and gentlemen.
KJ?
This kid was a fart for Halloween.
That's really pretty good, man.
The little megaphone, too.
Oh, look at that.
That little fart.
Brady.
Happy's Market. Education is important, but cold beer is important. On the marijuanderers.
I mean, I think we can all agree, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. No,
honestly.
You would think that this was written by a substitute teacher.
Cold beer is more. I see. They left more out. Cold beer is more important.
What do you think old man Happy is like in real person? Like
drunk. Me?
Oh. I'll tell you what. If Trump walks in here, I'll give him the keys to the store.
That's what he's like. That's Happy right there.
Mm-hmm. That's a better fitting. There we go.
Kid?
My daughter didn't like this gift as much as she would. It's the Peppa Pig jigsaw puzzle.
Jesus, man. This shows
up, haven't I?
This is not a big gift at Hanukkah.
I'm Daddy Pig.
Brady, do you think the sunglasses are going to hide you from
I don't want to see these.
Brady.
Right. Look at that guy's face, man.
Bottom of my heel watching me lotion my wiener for the 14th night.
This guy looks like he gigged everything. Holy fucking nose on him.
This looks like Mike's prolapsed anus.
No, I wish it was that tucked in. Damn it.
You know, the new Disney classic?
Oh my God, man. Fucking Disney just bought OnlyFans, coming soon.
Starring Kate and Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen.
They're dead.
What?
Yuck.
Well, their career isn't. They're still coming out with a brand new movie from Disney. That's amazing.
What?
Why didn't they smoothie that up? I'm just curious. Anyway.
Fuck.
Look how rosy those cheeks are. They're like, whoo, I could poo at any minute.
I need a second pair of sunglasses.
Oh, I've seen this. It is so fucking weird.
Can somebody please? I don't know how to describe it, but the peas are upside down.
Yeah.
Look at that picture. Fucking peas are upside down.
And it's kind of like backwards too. Like it's so bizarre.
What the hell happened to these peas? Oh man, that's
what the fuck is wrong with you guys? They're fucking peas. They're same. The sides are all the same.
No. Take a look. That's obvious.
That picture's upside down.
Can you explain what's wrong with it? Like, it looks wrong to the eye.
There's a fucking chicken pot pie. There's French fries. And there's some fucking CGI peas put in there.
They're upside down.
It's a beef and onion pie.
How would you?
It's a beef and onion
pie. All right. Moving on.
Dick. Sorry.
AJ?
He's very protective of his foods.
Them peas is upside down. Look.
They are.
It's more really importantly weird. Is the fact that you're just selling F and onions.
And by the way, Who the fuck cares how many pounds it weighs?
Like, well, that's how much it cost.
KJ?
Just caught a disgusting pervert on the bus watching pornography over my shoulder. I seen that once. I legitimately seen that once.
And started whacking off.
You saw some guy watching porn over your shoulder?
No, no, not over my shoulder. I was the one over the shoulder. I was like, what the fuck?
No, you were the you were the perv.
I was the pervert. I'm not even sure. It was mature though.
Oh, how mature? Like 70s?
Well, that's you know, that's a bit up there.
1970s.
Was it a new Disney flick?
Mm-hmm. Two grannies, one cup. Two grannies, one bowl.
All right. Oh, this is
two grannies, one diaper.
Stream.
One colostomy bag.
Could have banned slavery.
Oh, okay.
Or shellfish. Hold on, the right guy was reading it. Go ahead.
Could have banned slavery or shellfish. Shellfish. He chose shellfish.
That was very shellfish of him.
Yeah. I wonder what the shelf life on shellfish is.
Oh, say that three times fast.
Wow.
Go ahead, Brady.
That looks like me. He looks like a tampon.
Yeah.
From who? From who?
It's your boy Bleep.
And finally, KJ.
Here. Take a break from all the coronavirus memes and enjoy this painting. Good job. You just enjoyed a painting by Adolf Hitler.
That's really impressive painting.
Oh my God.
Damn, he's good.
No. The way he organized all of those windows.
Mm-hmm. Oh, everything's pristine. It just feels right.
Guys, he's a real jerk.
Who is? That he's guy. Still in the room. He's still in the room, even though his mic's not working all the time. So watch. Oh,
sorry. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, I like the memes this week.
I did too.
Gets a bad rap, personally.
Memes? Senor Meme?
Mm-hmm. You just say Hitler gets a bad rap?
No.
No, he said Hitler was a bad rapper. Mm-hmm. Everything, like, you know, he did a lot of yelling, but didn't keep the beat.
Could you imagine, just for a second, Hitler putting out a rap album?
We've reached Disney, movie porn, children getting beat up, Hitler. What else can we do here?
Oh, that's...
Pendejo! Pendejo.
Spanish word of the day.
Pendejo.
That's not really nice, kids, to say, just so you know. It's not a nice one.
Puppets Tomorrow's are weird.
Word of the day. Pinche. Here we go.
Pinche. Did you, speaking of pinches, did you guys hear the story about a dude who ate like, what was it, like 50, were they the scorpion peppers? Yeah.
Oh, really?
In like Burping? 6 minutes and change, and then proceeded to eat another 85.
How?
What?
How?
My God.
How, you say?
With his mouth.
No, but I mean, how did he manage to...
Carolina Reapers.
Good.
the fuck is he not dead?
Is he dead?
That, I mean,
tell me that's the end of that story.
He should be.
Like, what happens to... Now, a friend of mine had a problem a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking, as I watch this...
Yeah.
How much tuckage did... KJ, how much tuckage do you think he... Do you think he had to keep those gloves on or another pair to keep things...
Oh, I don't think there's even a chance. Like, you've committed yourself to inside outage. No problem.
I think so. Like, I honestly think the only way to cool that off is for the insides to get down far enough to touch the water in the bowl mm-hmm. and make that sound. Yeah.
And it's not going back in there. Not for a while.
Not for a while, anyway. I mean, he might have friends that could help him.
I think at that point, I wish for ice cream.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to touch that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? That's not a very good.
No help from me, Ben.
You want two ice creams. One you can put in your mouth and one you can sit on.
Exactly. I mean, exactly. That's...
Yeah. No, he honestly, he'll have to get that back in, he might have to freeze a construction pylon.
Mm. Well, speaking of.
Please tase him. Please
tase him. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Tase him.
Ah. Oh, they tased him.
Wow.
Hey,
what the fuck is wrong with you, dude?
Wow.
Justice. They tased him.
Now,
as soon as I saw that taser out, I'm like, KJ's going to love this.
Jamie, well, then
he's his teeth.
Then he's really going to love this one.
Oh, larynx. Larynx.
Wow, what is happening?
What with you, bro?
Here you go.
It's like Halloween all over again.
My favorite part was where the kid, where the dude on the ground tried to sit up and he was like, nah, I don't want no more of that smoke.
He got up and he was like, I'm spinning.
I don't want no more of that. Wow. Wow. I think this is the celebratory dance we see every time that KJ sees a meme like that.
Whoa.
KJ, Randy wants to know, grateful grandma mature, geriatric giggly, or librarian or chess porn, KJ? I don't even know what the fuck that means, dude.
Right? I don't know either. Is he talking about the porn over the shoulder?
No, your preference.
Oh.
Your preference, yeah.
Might have been both.
What about granny's playing? Oh. But who doesn't? Really?
Mm-hmm. I would.
Oh, fuck. I have mentally so many times. And not because I like it, but because I don't like it.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Mike, how did I get in your spot?
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
Let's move stuff around. I don't
know. All right. Let's do that. All right.
By the way, don't forget, you can check things out at marrowwanderers.com. Follow us on Rumble and subscribe there. Where else? Oh yeah, we're going back to audio. This will be oddly an audio show shortly on Spotify again.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah, so less of those things, right?
Yeah, it'll be super awesome listening to all of us react and listening to you try to read the memes and not get through them.
Don't say that to KJ. Come on.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Also, you can help us out with our legal woes, as we pointed out in the show.
Why did you get a letter over the weekend or something?
No, Don't you understand? You don't answer the fucking door.
Oh, I didn't answer the door. I had to go to the post office and pick it up.
Oh, that is sneaky shit for you.
Yeah.
That's no good.
Yeah.
You thought, oh man, I'm getting a gift. The thing that I got from Amazon is here. Oh, uh-oh. Look at that. It's got a staple in it.
Yeah, that means it's official.
Yeah.
It's got more staples than it does dates.
What date? Yeah, I was going to say, what date does it say?
It doesn't.
Hey, how many days you got?
How many is, I mean, as many as I want, I guess.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to make
it says, sure. It says 10.
In that letter,
bullshit.
In that letter, they're setting up your days, how many days you got. What the fuck do they know about how many days you got?
They don't know nothing about nothing.
KJ, forget all this stuff. It's grown-up talk, and no kids have gotten hurt in the making of this lawsuit so far. Although, that could be...
There's no lawsuit. I mean, not yet.
Still talking.
We'll see if they fucking smarten up or not.
Oh, God. This all sounds very threatening.
No. That was just for comedy right there. Let's just hold on a second. I don't know if that was necessary to say. Let's just convo on this for a second.
Look at these balls.
Thank you.
Yeah, you eat those balls.
I do the meatiest every time.
Eat the meatiest.
Suck on them.
Well,
I think it's almost that time, guys.
I mean, if I'm getting paid by the minute. Mike, I do like the TV going in the background.
Yeah, it's nice, man.
Yeah.
Stole that recently.
The TV itself?
It's the most incriminating show
ever. It's my favorite part about everything. Everything incriminating when it comes up, Brady's like, I'm just going to hide behind these sunglasses.
Where's the goat?
Brady Wedham is hiding. He doesn't want to be...
He's sniffing the goat's ass right now.
Oh, man, that smells horrible.
By the way, I'll recommend my friend's show, Tid Talks. Smells like
upside down peas.
Oh, yes. YouTube. Oh, no. No, no. Come on. He's more. No.
It's a very good show. And this week, he'll even touch on, if you can find the secret message in this week's show about what's going on in our legal world, in our little litigious world of bullshit.
It's all going to be shown in court.
I think you'll be, what is?
Huh?
Yo, Your Honor. Whoa, you worked hard in law school.
Oh, you Your Honor. Time. Oh, take the good time man. To get off her.
Oh, anything else you want to plug? We have a couple of things. KJ, what would you like to plug?
My tongue is dry. You can follow me at DirectorKJ on Instagram, as well as check out the Colossal Tussle podcast.
Maybe that's what happened to the Dalai Lama. He was just like, I got a dry tongue, kid.
I think that's the name of KJ's new show.
Dalai Lama?
No, KJ. My tongue is dry with KJ.
I do like that as a title. That's a great title.
It's what I do, Mike. I don't know if you know this or not. I come up with really cool names for shows.
Mm-hmm. Let that hit the record to be true, my friends.
It's kind of my thing.
Brady, what do you
think? Ever since what, like, I don't know, 96?
Man, you wrote the law in writing
all right now.
Names.
Yeah, I can leave us on the screen, but we got a little, instead of a squirrel, watch this.
Good stuff. Like, subscribe, and share, kids.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Peace and love.